Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That the Major League Baseball investigation is not finding anything, that it's not going to be maybe as harsh as everyone thinks. My person tells me, no, they know what they did. They know they broke the rules twice. The early reporting of the punishment is going to be severe will stand.
That's Jenny Kuznarek taking a shot at our guy.
Did
you
hear that, the person I'm talking to?
She usually... What?
I'm saying her source.
Just including our own Lou Merlone, that they are hearing that the Major League Baseball investigation is not finding anything, that it's not going to be maybe as harsh as everyone thinks. My person tells me, no...
My person.
Her person. She's got a person. You got a person.
They got caught twice. Yeah. Well, if you take out all the people I talked to about
Evan
this...
Drellick?
There isn't anyone left. Not many.
How about Drellick?
Didn't they date?
We're not going to confirm or deny.
I'm just saying my person. No, she almost said my boo.
Might have talked to him, too. I don't know. Might have talked to him, too.
I'm with Lou.
I don't know who that person is because I'm trying to figure out where in that totem pole, given that, because I know I've talked to. But that's interesting.
My person tells me no.
Guys, keep running. I want to know. They know what they did?
They know what they did. They know they broke the rules twice. Early reporting of the punishment is going to be severe will stand.
So specifically twice. So there's obviously... See, the way I think about
it... Well, they didn't
do
it twice. They actually did it once. Alex might have done it twice, accordingly.
So, there's a TV. They go into the back room. They see the plays, right? I just don't know how the mechanics work. Like nobody was banging on a drum. Nobody was banging on a trash can. They weren't. If they go and look at a TV and decipher if they actually use it, and they decipher it on their own by watching a television, well, I guess are they guilty of using computers and TVs?
I don't think
can't
like,
do that.
Top to bottom.
Why? Should I close my eyes?
Like top to bottom, and you can determine who you think the top is, and you could determine who you think the bottom is. They don't think they did it. None of them. So I don't know who she's talking to. Now, the whole thing would come down to punishment. They could do nothing and Cora's going to get suspended.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, no, he's going to get suspended based on what he did in Houston.
Yeah. My person tells me, no.
The question is, does Manfred sit there and say, your organization's back on my desk again, but if you don't find anything, can you sanction the Red Sox? Just because you don't like they're on your desk again, like you have to investigate them again.
Yeah, but Lou,
maybe that was a threat that was made.
But hold on, Lou. They're all saying, and you're hearing this, and we're hearing it from the players, and you're hearing that they're saying they did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they can't wait for it to be over.
Do they really believe that the commissioner is going to come out and say the Red Sox did absolutely nothing, and we're not going to do anything to the Boston Red Sox? They are angels. Does anybody think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so if the commissioner comes out and does not give the same heavy punishment that he gave to the Astros, because maybe he uses the excuse that the garbage pail was involved and stuff like that. There was a little bit more intricate down there. But he slaps them with a $2 million fine. And he slaps them with taking away two draft picks. And he throws a suspension to Alex Cora for 2 years, 1 year here and 1 year for what he did in Houston. Is anybody going to look at it and say, oh, yeah, the players were right. The organization was telling the truth. Nothing happened to them. They didn't do anything wrong. No. People are going to do just the opposite.
Well, I think if it comes out like in an investigative report, right, like a 9-page report, and the conclusion is, in talking to three sources or whatever, there was suspicion that this team was doing this. We couldn't find any concrete evidence of any of it.
So then you can't give them any penalty. There should be no fine. There should be no loss of draft picks.
I mean, can you say all that and then come out in the end and say, well, we're still going to suspend Cora for a year because of what he did in Houston and admitted guilt?
They can't do that.
Well,
commissioner's already said he can't do that.
Well,
so the commissioner's already...
Well, I'm just saying, I know the memo was the memo, but I don't know if that was like law, because he did say, I'm going to withhold punishment on Cora now until this Red Sox investigation's over.
Because
he didn't say Cora is scot-free. However, there's an investigation with the Red Sox that I'm not going to look into. Yep. He said I'm going to withhold punishment.
Okay, but if he didn't.
Which means there is punishment
but if he did,
coming.
But if he did nothing in Boston, the most he's going to get is probably a 1 year like A.J. Hinch did.
That's
down
what
there
I'm saying. He'll get 1 year.
In Houston. But the commissioner also said that the only people that he could really hit were the field manager and the general manager, because that was what he originally set out in that memorandum. These are the people who are going to be responsible, not the players, not the bench coach, not the water boy, not anybody else. He said that.
Well, there isn't a soul that, quote, knows they cheated twice, whatever she said.
I mean, saying
there isn't
twice,
a soul
saying twice that is thinks pretty they're specific. Guilty of this. Why would you say
that
twice?
I know of.
She's got a soul.
Somebody told her, that they, I know for a fact, they cheated at least twice. Because she wouldn't say twice unless she
of
knew.
Of course, the only one it would be twice.
Once in Houston and once
here. Well, I mean, yeah, but that's totally.
But she was not specific about
all of it.
You're right.
And even, and here's the thing, and I guess, again, it goes back to the attitude that you're willing to take. If you're the Red Sox, are you willing to fight Manfred? Are you willing to fight them and go against them or call his bluff?
I'm telling you.
And force him to make a stupid decision because he knows that you're not going to let go of your manager like this little baby-faced crane did down in Houston?
See, the reason I say that the Red Sox should have waited until all of this played out is that you'll get a much clearer picture of all of this. So if, because they whacked Alex Cora, not for anything he did in Boston, if he's totally cleared of any wrongdoing in Boston, then the Red Sox will have fired him, whacked him, forced him to part ways based on something he did in Houston. And suppose we have, and the media is not going to stop on this, suppose we have more people doing investigative journalism and they find out that the Yankees did it 3 years ago and the Dodgers did it 5 years ago. Are we now going to set precedent? And are teams now going to go out there and fire people from previous organizations of something they did 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago? Is that what's going to happen? So if the Red Sox were smart, they would have waited this out until it became a clear picture, and then you could determine how you deal with Cora. And I'm with Christian on this one. I think the opinion is going to change here if it comes out that the Red Sox did nothing wrong. And you get off to a slow start, I'll guarantee you a month into the season, you're going to have fans calling us up saying they were stupid. They never should have got rid of Cora.
It would be completely different if Houston was accused of all this. Cora wasn't the bench coach. And then all of a sudden a report came out and said, your Red Sox did similar things in 2018. We're looking into it.
Agreed.
Then it would sit there and say, well, let's wait and see if the Red Sox actually did. Cora's not going to go anywhere. He's not going to tell you can't manage his team. But the fact that he's already all over that Houston thing, and there's an admission of guilt, no denying any of that, I think that alone makes it impossible to manage his team. Period.
Yeah, and see, I disagree.
Say,
realize that
with the players.
I think Alex
not
realized
with the players.
That and conveyed that opinion to ownership and said, "I can't do this.
If you're doing what's best for the team, then you should not care what certain columnists write about you.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't care what some dude in Brighton or whatever Canton says about you.
I think just the opposite.
Put him on suspension. He doesn't go to Winter Week. He doesn't do anything until we figure it out. And then you bring him back, or you make the suspension longer. The fact that they didn't fight for him and convince him that he was wrong is basically firing him.
I think just the opposite. I think the players on this team, and it may show in their performance on the field, may really be pissed in the long run. A month in, 2 months into it, because Cora's no longer here. And maybe they were forced to get a new guy in here who they don't believe understands
what
they're doing.
Who are they going to be pissed at?
Huh?
Who are they going to be pissed at?
The organization.
Ownership.
For staying with them.
Why
ownership.
But here's the thing. You keep missing this. Why would they be pissed at ownership if Alex was the one that said, I can't do this?
I know where we
again,
are.
But Alex didn't do that originally, Lou. Alex, you're telling me that
Alex has been thinking about this for a long time.
You're telling me
okay,
that.
Okay, so my thing is the ownership.
And when he saw what happened in Houston, I can't do
you
this.
You don't think that they could have convinced him, hey, listen, I know how you're feeling. I know you're feeling crappy and you think that the world's against you. We're telling you, we're by your side. We're going to stick by you. Now, if he still says, you know what, I don't want to do it, then fine. Fine. Then listen, we can't change your mind.
I don't think they ever did that. Front office ownership group, and a guy stands in front of you and says, I can't lead this team. Given what had already happened, I know what I did in Houston.
Don't you think there's some woe is me attached to that?
No, I just think they're like, okay, it's unfortunate that we've come to this, but okay.
Well, I think that he's the victim of the moment because he's actually not, he's probably thinking everybody's talking smack and no one's going to respect him. They're not going to take him serious.
Sorry,
Sean Sheehy's going to write a bad article about him. So what and so what and so what?
And if his career is ruined a year from now, 2 years from now, I'm not sure he's going to feel that way, Lou. I don't think he's going to feel that way. He's probably going to look at it differently and say, you know what, maybe I should have stayed with it.
No,
because
maybe
nobody
will
hire him.
Maybe I will join another organization.
Maybe nobody will hire him. Maybe there's a stigma attached to it, and maybe he's affected by it. And at that point, 2 years from now, he comes out and says, you know what? I should have fought for my job. I should have said I can do it. But I don't think the Red Sox – I think the Red Sox wanted to wash their hands of him. It was easier.
Yeah.
I think they love him. There's no question. And he's a real likable person, and he's obviously a very good manager. But I think they looked at it and said, God, we can't fight through this PR nightmare.
Well, I think that he – nobody's really talking about any of this investigation, right? I mean, you know, the Red Sox and JD talked about it. We'll see what comes up.
So what's going on in the investigation?
I think when the investigation is over, I think then you'll hear Alex Cora talk about it.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a gag thing at all.
So let me ask you this, because are we talking
like 60 Minutes, you know, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, that type of stuff?
I don't know.
Or will he be a guest on our show?
I don't know.
Ooh, I think we're
pretty deep into this. So how much... So the Red Sox obviously sat down and decided with Alex Cora, I'll give you that, on the future of Alex Cora. Has Alex Cora sat down with Major League Baseball yet in the investigation?
No.
Wait a minute.
They haven't reached out to him.
Wait a minute.
So Major League Baseball has not reached out to Alex Cora?
Hold on. You're telling me that we're talking about an investigation with the Red Sox with Alex Cora saying, maybe I can't do it, moved on from Alex Cora, and yet Alex Cora has not sat down with the investigators of Major League Baseball to talk about this.
No.
Can I get a breaking news soundtrack?
Yeah, please do.
No, they haven't. No, he hasn't talked to Major League Baseball.
Why haven't they done that?
I know he talked about Houston, right? He said he had talked about Houston, Major League Baseball, but I found out that, no, he hasn't. He hasn't talked to them yet. I don't know when that's going to happen. Maybe it's one of those, you know, we're going to talk about everything, and he's the last guy that they want to talk to. I don't know. I know, we all said he was here all week, right, for the meetings. I think he went home. So he's back there. I don't know. Yeah, they haven't talked to him yet, and maybe he's the last guy they talked to.
Okay, that's more amazing to me now that you say that. So I think even more so that the Red Sox made a mistake and should have stayed with him right out of the gate until we at least got through the Major League Baseball investigation. Because right now, all of the pressure is on the Red Sox thinking that they're guilty. If they are totally innocent, then the Red Sox jumped the gun in all of this. And now you're telling me that Alex has not even sat down and talked with Major League Baseball.
And Glenn, isn't it so? Don't you think
what are we doing here?
And if one of the reasons why you didn't want to, you wanted to make it easier on yourself because you didn't want to deal with the distraction, this year is going to be nothing but a distraction.
Absolutely.
The whole year is going to be a distraction.
Absolutely.
So why not keep them, just push through it, deal with it, weather the storm, and then make a decision afterwards?
First question, the second week of May when the team is floundering, if they're floundering, is do you miss Alex?
Turn the page.
Was this a problem for everybody?
Ooh, maybe that's a sign. Yeah. They didn't turn the page last year, though.
I don't know, man.
They didn't really turn it right.
Well, they're turning the page this year.
They're buying a whole
new book.
That's amazing that you tell me that Alex, and you're obviously well-informed. Check and find out from Trenny whether a core has been interviewed.
Is it twice?
Yeah, I got her answer.
My person tells me no.
No, there you go. No, they're on the same wavelength.
No, not yet.
I'm amazed at that. I'm absolutely
I don't know the timing
amazed.
Of it. When did the story break? Was it January 6th? Was that when it was? That was when it was.
And today's
January 6th is the same day that Manfred met with Luhnow and Crane. But that's a whole separate issue. Same day. It's weird. But, no, January 6th, so maybe, I don't know the time frame. What's today? I don't even know what's today. January
20th.
So maybe they're just in the process of gathering information, and then they'll wait and hear from the sources, hear from the story, and then go to him at the end. Be like, this is what we got on you.
Well, I hate to say it, but it's easier now. The Red Sox have already fired him. So you don't have to, if you're Major League Baseball, you don't have to rush to do anything. You can wait. The Red Sox can be 3 weeks into the season, and then you can come out with your investigation. But if the Red Sox had held out and not fired him, maybe they would force the investigation to happen a lot quicker, prompter, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I think you take your time and get all the information. Whatever the timetable is, the timetable is.
All right, we get to the phone calls and your reaction. I'm amazed at that. They have not sat down. Major League Baseball, according to Lou, has not sat down and talked with Alex Cora yet. How is that possible? And then why would the Red Sox make that move without Alex even sitting down with Major League Baseball, especially when the Red Sox are telling us and everybody in there is telling us, including the players, that there's nothing that Major League Baseball has on the Boston Red Sox. They are totally clean in all of this. Amazing. To your phone calls next, 617-779-793.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So the Red Sox obviously sat down and decided with Alex Cora, I'll give you that, on the future of Alex Cora. Has Alex Cora sat down with Major League Baseball yet in the investigation?
No.
Wait a minute.
They haven't reached out to him.
Wait a minute.
So Major League Baseball has not reached out to Alex Cora?
Hold on. You're telling me that we're talking about an investigation with the Red Sox, with Alex Cora saying, maybe I can't do it, moved on from Alex Cora, and yet Alex Cora has not sat down with the investigators of Major League Baseball to talk about this?
No.
Can I get a breaking news soundtrack?
I'm more convinced than ever that the Red Sox should have stayed with him. And not that it would have ended up bright and cheery, but they should have stayed with him until they get to that point. Because it does look like, in some respects, that he's guilty in all of this. And if it is that he's totally cleared and nothing happened in Boston, even with the Houston thing, you're Boston. You're an organization removed from that. To me, they should have stayed with him.
You need a strong spine to put up with the backlash.
It's called the New England Patriots.
And it's always more than you think it is.
It's always more.
It's easier when you're the Patriots. And you got, you know, Thorntons and Chathams of the world, you know, who no matter what happens, no matter how guilty you are.
You got your Pete Aves. You got your Alex Spears. You got your people. Illuminati.
What about the fan bases? Are they different?
Yes, we already said that last week. But on the other hand, I truly believe that a month or 2 months into it, if this team is struggling, okay, there are people that are going to be out there saying they should have stayed with Alex Cora. Alex Cora is a good manager, okay? All right, they told you what a good man he is as well. And then they didn't even wait until the investigation. They didn't even wait until Alex said, okay, I talked to Major League Baseball. I don't think it's real good. I mean, this makes less sense to me now that I'm hearing more information. And I said this at the beginning. I don't think that you fire him right away. You wait until you get the investigation. Commissioner already told you that he's not subject to anything in Houston. It's only the field manager and the general manager. I get the optics. The optics are that he was the ringleader. but you can deal with it after Major League Baseball reveals the results of their investigation toward the Red Sox. If he had nothing to do with it, and you're telling me everybody over there says he had nothing to do with anything here in Boston, I could clearly look at it and say, you know what? He was kind of forced to do it. Where was A.J. Hinch in all this? Where was Jeff Luhnow? Where were the players? Okay? They were forcing Alex to do it. It was the only way he's going to hold on to his freaking job. Here, with Boston, he's got authority, and now you're telling me he did nothing?
And
he didn't continue the cheating from Houston? Boston had no balls. The Red Sox should have stuck with him. Sorry.
Yeah, and I would say that this, if anything, the city loves, you know, just giving the finger to everybody.
Absolutely.
Just, they love it.
Two of them right here.
Well, I would say this. Then you think Alex overreacted?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because I'll read the part from Alex Speer, because I think he nailed it. He says, to Cora, whose confidence as a manager had seemed limitless, it was clear. The growing shadow of what he'd been part of in Houston was too great for him to leave without being a distraction or detriment. When he rejoined Bloom, O'Halloran, Kennedy, and the owners, Cora was direct. It wasn't in the organization's best interest for him to continue as manager.
Yeah, because he's looking at it, and he knows he was involved in Houston. He was remorseful. He said
J.D. Martinez over the weekend said it was more of Alex. It was on Alex's side, not wanting to be a distraction. So when you say the Red Sox dropped the ball, they shouldn't have fired him.
I don't buy that. That's not Alex.
I'm not so sure they did. When they said mutual parted ways mutually, this was Alex going to them and saying, I'm out.
Yeah, because he was doing it because he felt shame.
He's doing the honorable thing.
I hate to say
that's
it.
What he
right.
was doing.
I hate
the
to say it.
Thing.
That's a plus in his own personality and his own character that he walked in there and he wasn't going to lie to them and say, I didn't do anything in Houston. They were all doing it in Houston. Players, everybody knew about it. Luhnow knew it. They all knew. So he showed great character by walking into that meeting and saying, yeah, I was involved in it. But if he also said to them in the very next sentence, guys, none of that happened here in Boston. Then John Henry and Tom Warner should have said, guys, we got to find a way of trying to keep him
here. So how do you look at Beltran's mutual of parting ways with the Mets?
I say the same thing about the Mets. The Mets had no balls. They couldn't hang in there.
Yeah, he was a player.
Player.
He was a freaking player.
Players weren't supposed to be touched.
The players were supposed to,
they're protected.
But it was a plane. So he's the only guy that has some sort of who gets hit by the shrapnel.
Oh, no, he got destroyed in that thing.
Because,
like I said, he's
player.
The only player involved named in that entire report. But it's very similar. They mutually parted ways because given everything that was surrounding what already happened in Houston, Beltran couldn't lead the Mets in New York as a leader of an organization, face of a franchise. Couldn't do it.
And this is why it's crazy, because Bregman, Correa, Springer, Altuve, they were just like Beltran. They were players on the team doing the same thing, carrying on. It was a player-driven scheme. I mean, I don't know.
Let me ask this question.
None of the players of Houston did anything?
So let me ask this question. Let's say that Alex and Carlos Beltran were the masterminds of this whole thing, and the players absolutely loved it. And both of those guys started it up, but then it got out of control because the players couldn't live without it. And we've seen some of the splits home and away. All right? Alex is not in a power position as the bench coach of the Astros to sit there and stop it. But if he did not do anything here in Boston when he was in a power position where he was going to establish the integrity of that clubhouse and what could be done and what couldn't be done, that tells me something. But this may be in his character. Here's the other one, Lou. Is it possible that the commissioner is sitting there and putting some pressure on both the Red Sox, and there's an investigation right now over their heads, and they haven't even interviewed the manager of the team, which is amazing to me. The Red Sox are already pushing him out the door, or he's walking out the door with them. I'll give you that. And then he hasn't even been interviewed by Major League Baseball. Could it be possible that they're putting pressure on the Red Sox and the Mets? We need to get rid of this thing right now. This is bad PR. This is awful. We have enough issues in Major League Baseball with the game and the timing of the game, all this other crap. We need to bury all of this right now. Get Cora out of sight. Get Beltran out of sight. Because the commissioner wouldn't let anybody talk about the investigation with Houston after the investigation was complete.
I agree with that part.
Strong-arming everybody.
I agree that, because we said this before, you know, the commission, when they came out with that report on initially with the Astros, with A.J. and Luhnow, that they essentially fired these guys. MLB did. Manfred did. Say, well, they didn't know. But when they came out and Torrey's in that room, or whoever the hell is in that room with Manfred, Someone had to bring up the point that, hey, if we suspend these guys for a year, you realize they're probably going to get fired, right? And, yeah. And, you know, I don't even know if they, maybe they just knew. So their goal was, like you said, when that Astros thing came out, was to squash it and keep it right there. You know, keep it with the Astros. We're going to name Cora. We're going to name Beltran. And we'll get rid of all three of those managers. Because in the end, after this report, I don't think any of the organizations will be able to hold on to their managers. And then it'll be over, hopefully, right? And then now
I don't think it's over.
Well, no, but now, you know, here we are, and like shortly before that report, a few days before that report, another report comes out in the Red Sox. So now they're like, okay, now we got this to deal with. See, but I think they would have liked to have just stayed with Houston, move on from those two individuals, yes. Move on from Cora, move on from Beltran,
absolutely,
and say that's where it stayed.
Right.
And then the Red Sox report came out, and they said, okay, well, now I got to look into this. I got to withhold judgment on Cora, all this other stuff. But they knew those three guys are going to be gone.
Okay, so what happens if another team has an employee right now who worked for the Dodgers 2-3 years ago, and he's exposed as somebody that was doing it in the Dodgers organization? Does that team have to fire him? That's why I don't believe the Red Sox had to do it.
You already know that MLB originally didn't want any of this stuff to happen. They didn't want it to go public because they knew what was going on and did nothing about it.
Well, it's obvious in the way they dealt with it.
That's the evidence of, in 2018, when the playoffs started, they put their own individual league officials in these little video replay rooms for a reason. Because they knew what was going on. They didn't want it to go public. They probably would have put a harsher, memo out this year. They would have changed a few things. But they wanted to keep it quiet and try to control it. Well, fire spoke. They knew. They knew what was going on.
Okay, so you talked. You actually
fire spoke, so then they had to address it.
All right, so we should get into this next because you actually talked to Pedro over the weekend, right? So Pedro, so we were giving, I don't know, I can't remember, were we giving Jessica Mendoza a hard time or are we easy?
Conflict of interests.
Yeah, so he actually mentioned that, brought up the same. Yeah. He was in lockstep with Mendoza.
Sure. Well, I think Pedro's lockstep with most of the players in Major League Baseball, 94% of them, let's say. I do. We'll do that coming up next. We'll get right to your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
To go public, yeah, that it didn't sit well with me. And honestly, it made me sad for the sport that's how this all got found out. I mean, this wasn't something that MLB naturally investigated or that even other teams complained about because they naturally heard about and then investigations happened. But it came from within. It was a player that was a part of it, that benefited from it during the regular season when he was a part of that team. And that, when I first heard about it, it's just, it hits you like any teammate would.
All right, that's Jess Mendoza. More pissed off at Mike Fiers, the rat, the snitch. But she's not alone. I think most Major League Baseball players, most of the people around the game, the analysts were saying the exact same thing. And it happened on Saturday out in Springfield with Lou and the crew. They were interviewing Pedro Martinez. And who was he blaming?
You know what? If he was to do it when he was playing for the Houston Astros, I would say Mike Fiers has guts. But to go and do it after you leave the Houston Astros because they don't have you anymore, that doesn't show me anything. I mean, you're just a bad teammate.
Well, that was basically the same thing.
Yes. And I think most of the players.
He's disgruntled. Lou,
would you say that most of the players are pissed off that Fires is talking? They're fearful others are going to talk.
I don't know if I would agree with that. You know, because it was. See, during the steroid era, if somebody came out and just kind of, you know, the Canseco thing, but like a current player said, we got a serious problem here. I think there would be issues because every single player in baseball had a teammate or two or six or one that was in that locker room with him, right? So you think the Oakland A's are pissed at Mike Fiers? Like,
no.
do you think that some teams, you know, that they're like, yeah, you know, we get signs, but we do it legally. You know, hell, I don't like what the hell they were banging on a freaking drum. You know, I'm glad you shut that program down. I'm glad you shut that system down. So I'm not so I don't agree with Pedro. I don't think that, you know, well, the whole thing was the rat stuff. But I'm just saying I don't think that as a whole, Major League Baseball, everybody looks at him as a rat.
All right, so the cheating has been going on for a long time. Everybody knows that. It's the extent of what you've been able to get away with and what you've been able to use, like the electronic devices or whatever. But in the old days when that happened, what happened, Lou? Somebody with the pitcher would throw at somebody.
Yeah, they drill somebody.
And they drill somebody. And now people get upset if you're drilling. Well, that
the problem
was,
is it's,
that,
got, it's gotten so complex that they're not even aware of it.
Right.
And that goes to the whole, you know, lion and deer analogy that one source used. You know, when the Lions are playing each other, you know, if you're a team like the Red Sox and you start giving multiple signs with nobody on base or a man on third, like you're squashing it. You know, if you're changing signs every third pitch by looking in your hat, you know, sequence 1 through 5, these are the different 5 sequences we're going to use. You know, switch to 1, go to 4, go to 2. And that's why they look in their hat.
No wonder it takes so damn long.
They did look in their hat. So that makes it impossible. You're not getting them unless you go old school because your catcher's lazy or your pitcher's tipping to the guy on second.
Well, that's what the Red Sox did last year, Christian. They put cards together in the hat. The guys would take them out.
I remember.
So they were changing up. Why were they changing up? Because the other team was stealing their signs.
Right.
And why is Major League – I'm stunned at some of this stuff that Major League Baseball hasn't seen this before.
But Petey's in the same boat
earlier. They did.
Petey's in the same boat as Jess. You know, like I don't look at Pedro as like a guy that works for the Red Sox, but he does.
Yes.
He works at MLB Network.
Right.
So when Mendoza says it, we say, Jesus, I thought they squashed all these teams from talking about it, and she's with the Mets and they're about to lose Beltran, and Pedro's with the Red Sox, they're about to lose Cora, and he's pretty outspoken about it. You know, I just don't think that people will look at Fiers that way. There'll be some. No question the Astros or players affected. No question Cora sitting there and Beltran. They look at, you know, what's happening here. But I just don't think his teammates or teams that feel like they do it the right way would sit there and say, yeah, I'm really pissed you did that. You know, I'm really pissed that now when I go to Houston, I feel like I got a better shot of getting somebody out. Like, I just don't believe that.
All right, to the phone calls we go. Steve's in Rhode Island. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Glenn, you surprised me. It's funny. In theory, Glenn, you may be right that the Red Sox jumped the gun. But in reality, you forgot. It's the Boston Red Sox. They've never taken a stand. They're always gutless. We can all agree that that nobody weathers a storm like the Patriots. But the second it starts to sprinkle or the wind picks up a little, the Red Sox PR machine goes into effect, whether it be firing a manager too soon or changing street names. Look at their history. This is the first time they've ever fired someone and not hammered them on their way out the door, a la Nomar and Tito. I mean, they won't stand up to Price. They've never, you know, would stand by someone. I wasn't shocked at all. When the news broke about Houston and Cora was in it, I knew immediately they'd let him go. It did. They could have won 2 World Series in a row, and they would have let him go because there's no way they would weather that storm.
But do you think they should have talked to Alex into staying?
No. Look, though I say that, I do kind of agree with you, Lou, that it's not worth the hassle.
Well, hold on. So then why would you hammer them?
And that's the point.
I understand what you're talking about, and there's a lot of history, and there's some stuff built up with Red Sox fans. But in this situation, if you believe, and this is all I can tell you, is that Alex Cora – went to them and said, I can't do this. Now you're hammering them for screwing up PR and firing the manager too soon, and I'm telling you that that's not what happened.
Saying they are. I'm surprised that Glenn doesn't recognize how PR conscious they are all the time.
We all do.
There's no way they would ever stand up for Cora.
I think we all do. To me, they use the term reserve judgment. They asked the media, they asked the fans to reserve judgment. They were the only ones that refused to reserve judgment. And even if Alex Cora came in there and fell on the sword, I'm sorry, you sit there and say, you know, we're gonna hold on. You know, maybe what we'll do is we're going to suspend you until Major League Baseball comes out with a complete investigation. They could have continued on with Ron Renneke and all of the coaches, the present people they have, because these people have been working on stuff for spring training now for the last month. So you could have gone to spring training, because who knows? He hasn't even been interviewed in this thing yet. What's to say that the investigative report doesn't come out until we're already into the regular season? We don't know that. It was 62 days it took for Houston. If it takes 62 days, we're into the season. But you reserve judgment until the judgment comes out. That's what they should have done. I said that from the opening gun, and people overreacted because they looked at it and said, oh, my God, this is terrible. You can't have a manager. You got to fire him right away.
They loved him so much. They just kept talking about his character and just, you name it, every adjective you can think of.
And it's his character that did him in.
And that's the point. So it's so hypocritical when you think about it. So either he's a high character guy or he's not. Either he's a high character guy that made a bad decision based on the environment and the rules and the situation and the circumstance that he was dealing with. I say it happens. Fine. Okay. Slap on the wrist. We're going to punish you. You're going to have to pay a penance. But listen, we're going to wait for you to come back. But instead, it's like, well, you know, hey, he says, I don't want to be here. I can't do it. And they say, whoo, thank you for saying that. It makes our job so much easier.
See, I would let the commissioner throw the
suspension
at him. Screw
the commissioner. Go ahead. Play chicken with the commissioner.
Exactly. And then, obviously, you're going to have to abide by whatever the commissioner rules. And then it gives you time. So you have a manager, whether it's Renneke, and everybody says they're clean over there. I'm going on what they say. Trini obviously has different sources. But they're saying they're all clean. If you,
my person tells me, yeah, no.
So, and the other thing is that if the Red Sox really believed him and they trusted him and they respected him and they know that, you know, here's a guy that they love and they brought a World Series and they just love the way he manages and they love the fact that he's how he handles the media and then he understands the way of life here in Boston. So if they really trusted him, that he was telling the truth as far as what happened here, then that should have gave them, you know, more reasons to fight for him to stay.
Totally agree.
To fight for him, to convince him to stay. If you're telling us the truth, Alex, we're not going to back down, dude. Because if the commissioner comes at us, we'll go back at him.
It's, you know, it's simple. Christian, you're totally right in this. If I'm the Red Sox and Alex is telling me that he's totally innocent with the Red Sox angle of it, Alex, you may think it's going to be difficult to manage, and obviously you're going to get a suspension out of this based on the Houston stuff, but we're not going to fire you, and the reason we're not going to fire you is the optics are going to be terrible because the public, the national media, everybody is going to look at you as the biggest cheater in sports history. You did it with Houston, you did it with Boston, because why would the Red Sox fire the guy unless they were suspicious that he was doing some in Boston? Now, it might not be accurate, it might not be the truth, but when has the truth ever gotten in the way of any of this stuff? We've seen it with the Patriots and how the national media reacts.
This isn't point shaving, though. This isn't point shaving. The memo came out at the end of September, the middle of September. They kept doing it. And so what did they do? They became efficient at doing what has been done in baseball forever. They used technology. They used video cameras that they were so stupid that they put them right there. So they said, hey, I got a better idea. Why don't we just look at the video? I'll send you a signal. Oh, that sounds like, you know, so much easier.
Let me ask you this, Luke. Do you not think that the optics make him more guilty with the Red Sox angle of it by the fact that the Red Sox let him go? Because you're right. This could be totally his decision. And again, this is probably a flaw of his own character, good character, right? But you don't think that it makes it look worse for him now to the rest of the country?
Well, I would say that you go back to when the report comes out, if they're exonerated, you'll say that people won't believe the report.
Correct. Well, they won't.
Then if that's the case, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Do you think they'll believe the report?
So if they, okay, but if they keep him and the report comes out that they're exonerated, it won't matter either. They'll still think he's guilty. So no matter what, he's going to be guilty, and it's going to make his life a living hell here trying to manage his baseball team. That's what I would tell you. And maybe Alex, I don't know, maybe thought too much about it. Like I said, thinking about it for a long, long time. Everything that could happen. And when you're sitting there and you're thinking about possibilities, you start worrying about everything. You start worrying about your family. You start worrying about nut jobs who think you stole a World Series that might come after you or your family or make your kid's life miserable, calling your dad a cheat every day in Boston. So maybe you overthink it. And you just say to yourself, come to the conclusion, I can't be here. I can't manage this team.
I can't do it because too much is going on. And I think he needed a break. He needed to remove himself and not make a decision himself. Yes. I think he was emotionally affected. And, listen, it's understandable. I think he was emotionally affected by it, so he couldn't really think clearly.
These things
and
move on, guys.
And he's probably thinking,
guys.
Yeah, oh, my God,
things
they move
go
on.
Away.
Yeah, so somebody calls your kid a cheater. So what? I mean, they're going to call him worse than that
Big
if they're
deal.
A Yankees fan.
Exactly.
So get used to it.
See, I think he may feel this way now, Lou, that he sat there and said, okay, you know, I'll take the hit. And because it's unfair to manage that team. Even though I'll guarantee you every one of those players, if you ask them privately if they want Alex Cora to be their manager,
sure.
Every single one of them would say absolutely
yes. Agreed.
That's all that matters. How are those guys in the room? How do they feel? The problem is 6 months from now, 8 months from now, when he's killed in the media like the biggest cheater in baseball history and he can't get a gig, he can't get a job again in baseball, that's when Alex is going to look back at this and say, what the bleep did I do? Why did I sit there and just walk away? Why did I give in? Why didn't I at least show some fight in all of that? I think his initial reaction going into that meeting, it was hot, it was heavy, and you're right, he's probably
thinking
of his kid.
Well, I think when the investigation is over, if it does come back, that they don't have any hard evidence in the Red Sox. And if, you know, like I said, I'm sure people will sit there and say, well, they weren't proven innocent. They were proven not guilty. It's a big difference. Right, they couldn't find anything, but I guarantee they did something. Whatever, people are going to say whatever they want. You know how that goes. I mean, hell, something can happen in this country that's a good thing, and we could spin it as a bad thing because you don't like the president. And he's the one that made the order, so that's just the way it is. People are going to have their opinions no matter what. So when it's all exonerated and he's suspended for the year, yeah, then it turns around. And it's like, okay, how do I get back into the game of baseball? You know, I took my penalty. I missed a game a year from what I walked away from a job. Because of what happened in Houston. But I didn't do it in Boston. And they proved that.
That may not be
easy. So I'm going to come back to the game.
That may not be easy.
Might not be easy.
Not at a high level. Because we talked earlier about owners. Those owners are fans. Those owners know the stories that they heard about cheating. They're looking at it saying, I can't hire this guy. My fan base will be all up in arms. Because Alex, the last day he left, he was known as a cheater the day that he walked out. See, I think if they could have survived this thing, and you're right, he was probably going to get suspended by the commissioner and not be around this year. And then you decide at the end of the year where you go. You have a new manager. Maybe the new manager is really good. Maybe he's better than Alex. And then you can easily move on from Alex. Sorry, Alex, we're moving on. On the other hand, maybe he sucks. Maybe he's terrible. Maybe the players have thrown in the towel. They're all pissed off. Alex is not here. Then at the end of the year, you know what you can do? The suspension is over. We're going to talk to Alex Cora. We're going to bring Alex back.
I think a lot will come from when this investigation is over. I believe you'll hear from Alex.
I hope so.
And we'll... You know, you kind of play off of that. If you know him, how he handles stuff, I think he'll handle it okay. And, you know, I think maybe we'll hear from him then. And I think that might help his future.
I'm just wondering 6 months from now, 12 months from now, how he feels. Because he may feel differently in the way he is treated by people in the game and outside the game. Ralph's in Cranston next up here. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, guys. You know, first of all, we heard that there was a back room and there was some other stuff going around and this, that. So all of a sudden, now we're supposed to believe that, no, there's none of that happened. That was just hearsay. And, you know, what's really aggravating about it is, you know, you have a team now. Supposedly, they gave him a compensation package. He gets his salary. You know, they decided to do this. And if he got suspended, he definitely couldn't get paid. But now here's a team that raises prices this year. They want to get under the $208,000 payroll.
Million.
And you pay a million, excuse me, and they're paying this guy all kinds of money. Now, you know, Beltran came out and already said, look, I'm sorry. It really isn't me. You know, Cora could have done something like that because he is guilty at least of that. But, you know, you really, to move on from it, the best thing to do is to say, okay, fine. And we know they're a little concerned, they should be, about the great Latino fan base they have, and these are good, passionate fans. So, to me, why don't you just immediately say to Tony Pena, look, at least for a year, come in here, try to quell this a little bit. Look, I like Tech, but Tech's kind of ornery. I don't know if he's the guy to bring it.
You're all over the place. You know, you're going here, there, and
but,
and,
Ralph,
and,
here's and the thing, too. Like, everything is over for Carlos Beltran. It's over. The Houston Astros report came out. He moved on. They moved on from him as the manager. So he said what he had to say, right? It's not over for Alex yet. So he just, you know, he had that little statement when they mutually agreed upon. And people say, you know, why didn't you? So he kind of, I think, more so, shouldn't he probably wait for this investigation of the Red Sox to come out before he starts talking about it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that when the investigation comes up and if you hear from him, which I think you will, I think he'll talk about this investigation in the Red Sox, and I think he'll address what happened in Houston.
Yeah, he should wait.
And then you're going to get that, probably what you got from Beltran, very similar.
He should wait.
Admission of guilt and whatever.
And my point was the Red Sox should have waited as well. And it's very easy if the report comes out with the Red Sox that Alex was engaging in some of those same activities here in Boston that he was in Houston, at that point, you fire him. Okay, he did it under your watch, you fire him. But if it comes out and you're telling me and others are telling me, everybody apparently except for Trenny is telling me that the Red Sox believe that they did nothing wrong. And the
person tells me, whatever, no.
And the investigation is going to say the same thing, then I think you could have waited with Alex and then let Alex take the suspension because the commissioner is going to whack him for a year and then come out and do exactly what you said. Talk about it at that time. Say that he's very sorry. He's remorseful. He screwed up in Houston. But I never did it here in Boston. I never did it. And it's easy to look at it and say there was a lot of pressure for him. He's moving up the ladder. He's a bench coach. Players wanted that. Those hitters wanted that. So he had to do it. He wasn't the field manager. He wasn't the general manager. Those guys were his bosses. Maybe they were putting the pressure that he had to do it. I think it was a much easier out. And if the guy's that good a manager, and I believe he's a good manager, I think you could have fought for him a little bit more. This hour brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic. We've got another hour to go. We go 30 minutes commercial free, and we're back to your phone calls.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.